Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, back here on OMF. Yesterday, we were successful, actually, in guessing our mystery guest. And a day later, the mystery guest does indeed join us. Former wide receiver for your New England Patriots, Malcolm Mitchell, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline right now. Malcolm, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. Perfect guy to talk to because we've been discussing Tom Brady, and we've been discussing Tom Brady having trouble for some reason connecting with young receivers, getting them on the same page. And we look back at his 20-year career, and he seemed to have difficulty, or they had difficulty with him doing that. You were one guy that did not. You seemed to connect and communicate and get it figured out with Brady. Why?
Yeah, no, you can hear me. I can't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
He can't hear us. Can you hear me now, Malcolm? All right, let's redial him up, Tyler. So the question I was asking you was, why were you able to connect so quickly as a young receiver with Tom Brady when so many other young guys have not been able to do so?
I'm not sure I have the answer. I can tell you how I approached every day, and that was to give it 110%, try to minimize mistakes, and show that I was dedicated to doing whatever it took to win.
I mean, so it seems like he pretty much recognized that because trust is such a big thing. So when you did all that stuff, did he actually come up to you and, I guess, give you a pat on the back? Or how do you know you're doing a good job?
No, I would say the pat on the back philosophy isn't used much in football. But you can just tell based off of the confidence in the throws, how early he throws the ball, how often he throws the ball, and just overall communication, little subtle things here and there.
So I think I remember him talking about at one point over the course of last year about, like, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you know, the guys that perform or the guys that you go to or the guys that you trust, you know, when you build that trust throughout the year. And obviously your performance in the Super Bowl, I'm just curious, going into that Atlanta Super Bowl, did you know you were – maybe going to be that much involved, or was it just the way the game played out?
I had no clue. I mean, and if you look earlier in the game, I had one pass thrown to me in the first half, maybe two. And that season, I had been more of a subtle role player here and there. As I say, get in where I fit in. And it just happened to be in the second half of the game. The ball just went that way. But it was not planned.
By the way, you still writing children's books?
Yes, I have another coming out next spring.
What's it called?
It'll be titled My Very Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World.
Oh, okay. So it must be your book. So that's the actual title of the book. My favorite book of all time. It is the book that they're reading right now. What is it about?
Yeah. It's about a student who hates to read and goes on a journey of finding his favorite book.
So Malcolm, that's interesting because I remember your story, and you were not a great reader, if I remember correctly, and then this really got you back into reading, correct?
Literacy has played a tremendous role in my life. I started off as a reluctant reader, or striving reader is what they use in school today. Ironically enough, I think being literate is what allowed me to make the Patriots team, to be brutally honest with you. A lot of people ask how I was able to pick up the playbook so fast. I think it was because all the reading I was doing at the time. My brain was just functioning fast.
That's so wait, so that's an interesting because the repetition of it, because there, you know, when you're studying plays, it's so mundane and you just you're reading it, but you're not taking anything in. Did you have the ability to focus longer because you were basically had more stamina because you were reading so much?
I think that played a huge role in it, and not just reading stamina, but I was able to break down packages. Ironically enough, I didn't really remember plays. I remember formations and all the different options you can do within that formation. So based on where I was lined up, I knew here are my options based on what I've read and what I've understood and how the playbook functions. It's kind of like algebra. Once you find the formula, it's easy to plug and play.
Sorry, Lou, because it's that is exactly the way it works. I almost feel like once you break the code, Malcolm, it's like Neo. Everything makes sense.
Exactly. That's exactly what allowed me to pick it up so fast. So Malcolm, instead of studying an individual route tree, I would just look at the entire system.
So I'm curious because I was looking, you know, like basically the first 8-9 weeks, you know, I think 8 games, you had 7 catches. And it was that second half of the year where it seemed to kind of click and you got a lot more involved in the offense. So was it just a week-to-week buildup, and was it practices? Were you performing in practices? Were you just starting to figure it out? Did you feel like you were ready, and obviously it showed, and that's why you got more involved?
Well, it was definitely a process. From getting there during rookie minicamp all the way to that point where I started to get more playing time and more balls thrown my way. Practice definitely played a tremendous role. And anybody who's played in that organization knows consistency is number one. So it's not just what you do from one day to the next, but what can you do over the course of a month or two. And if you can prove that you can handle that, then you'll be pretty well off from that point on.
You said earlier that you were kind of surprised that you were such a big focus in that game against Atlanta. It came in the fourth quarter when you guys were coming back. You had 5 catches, 4 of them for first downs. Was it more a matter of it was desperation time at that point that you suddenly became involved in the offense? You had no idea during the course of the week that you were going to be a big part of this?
No. I mean, I thought I'd play. but in what capacity, you just never know when you walk into a game. I wasn't in the position like Julian, you know, that star role. You know, he's definitely going to play a tremendous role in the game, regardless of how it goes. But I think for me, I think we got to a point of trial and error. We were trying things in the first half that didn't seem very successful. And the coaches changed up the way we'd attack their defense. And we found the outside to be the weak link eventually. We made a lot of great passes over the middle, but the outside was just, you go back and you watch that game, we started running stop routes, 12-yard stop routes, 25-yard stop routes, some out-breaking routes, and it started to click.
So do you remember the emotions you felt within that game? And at what point did you feel like, man, we actually got a shot at coming back here?
Oh, overtime. When it went to overtime and we got the ball.
But nothing before that?
No. I mean, the strip sack was huge. Yeah. That gave us a lot of confidence. But I think you're so focused in the moment, you're just worried about doing your job versus, oh, we want to win. And I know that sounds crazy, but I think we're so keen on not making a mistake because we borderline had to be perfect to come back and win that.
Yeah, you were. So I'm just curious, you know, very unfortunate, you know, it looked like it was going to be such a promising career, especially for a young wide receiver, and there weren't a lot of them, Malcolm, really. There aren't, the young receivers just don't make it. And you look like you kind of figured it out. So how difficult was it for you to decide to retire?
It was tough, and it's still tough today. I walked away from the game feeling like I was still talented enough to play, still feeling like I was educated enough to play and be successful. The only thing that I did not have going for me were a pair of good knees. And unfortunately, what was bothering me was not fixable. So I just have to live with that.
Malcolm, it was great catching up with you. Good luck with the new book out there and stay safe.
All right, thank you.
Okay. See
you
later. Thanks, Malcolm.
That's Malcolm Mitchell, former New England Patriots wide receiver.
Smart dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting when he breaks down the reading element of it and how that paid off for him than understanding the playbook.
Well, do you understand that? That's what I mean by he gets it. That you can tell, yeah, right, just by talking to him. Now, yeah, imagine yourself during the draft process talking to receivers. You talk to all these other guys. You talk to him, you go, wait a second.
Yep.
This guy gets it. He, yep, understands its concepts. They're just play sequences. You don't need – everybody's got a corner. What does this mean? Like, so to be able to decipher that so quickly is really impressive.
All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.